when PBS first sent me a picture of a Votes for Women banner and asked if I could identify it, and I could, much to my surprise, actually. It's kind of an esoteric item. The people there were not sure that they could get a segment made and get it on the air because there is a sense of being worn out about women's issues. And I'm not aiming this particularly at that show or at PBS, but you don't see a lot of women's history on TV. So this is an important segment for that reason alone, that you get to see part of the American past, because women's history is American history, that people don't know very much about. And when any of the people I tell something about how the vote was won for women in New York, it's a great story. It has fabulous characters. It has outrageous moments. This is not in the show, but do you know that the women of the Ringling Brothers Circus organized to demonstrate for woman suffrage? It's a really colorful story. And when I tell anyone about what happened, particularly women, they get all excited. You know, they like the idea of women, first of all, organizing together, coming together, as opposed to the very separated politics we have today. And secondly, and at least for me, the audacity of these women. You know, these are not polite actions. They're not quietly sitting in living rooms and talking to people who basically agree with them. They are out there. The way they won was to be out in the streets. The History Detectives show focuses on a banner that comes from the northern part of the state, from upstate New York, where there was less of the street demonstration. There was some, but New York City, it was all soapboxes and parades and made great use of the urban landscape and the streets in the city. This banner comes from a place where the activity was probably organized around state fairs or the agricultural organization called the Grange, and so it has a little bit less of that very visible drama, but people love it because it's about acting up. It's really, you know, ACT UP and all the other in-your-face political movements of our time have nothing on these suffragists. And I think that's part of why it's so exciting, because it's also inspirational, I think. You know, it shows that if there's something wrong, and what was wrong was that women weren't citizens, we can organize with our friends and neighbors, which is how this all started, and accomplish change. And so it's a really important piece of history for that reason.